May the 4th be with you.
Check one.
For the fifth time.
I didn't even see anybody say that.
Yeah, bro.
Nobody said.
Everybody got fucking bullied off the internet.
I'm telling you, bro. Star Wars isn't good anymore. It's too much Star Wars.
What we want. Well, it's Cinco de Mayo, so nobody's saying May the 5th be with you. That'd be stupid.
I don't know. I think that's pretty funny.
I was going to say,
be with you.
May the Cinco.
You get fucking... It's rough to fuck up. Yeah. Say that in my head, bro.
It's gonna be Cinco.
What about Justin Timberlake in Star Wars? That'd be fucking epic.
Oh, come on, bro.
That'd be fucking Rower right there. Dude, imagine he's fucking, moonwalking or whatever. Is that him?
Yeah. I think
he made the moonwalk.
Yeah. He did it. Inspired
imagine
it, at
him
least.
Ripping off the fucking Kylo Ren's chest and revealing his juicy titties.
Go on, I'm listening.
Nah, Kylo Ren does have some fucking epic knockers.
Yeah. When you see him in that last movie, you're like, hey, bro, this is indecent. You, the pecs is out.
Yeah, bro, what are you doing? This is the Super Bowl.
I'm telling you. Put him away.
I wasn't allowed to see that movie. I didn't get my permission slip signed for my mom, so.
Damn, to see the last Star Wars?
I couldn't see no Kylo Ren titties, though.
So your whole school went without you?
They all went, man. I had to sit in the lunchroom by myself.
What happened if you didn't get your permission slip signed? Did you just have to stay at school and do work?
No, yeah. That made you ride in the trunk.
No. I do not give you permission. Yeah. Nah, you God, my kid's been stolen. Sweetie, all the kids have phones now. Yeah, no. Where are you? Yeah. Mom, I'm in the trunk.
They used to just leave you on the bus and make you circle around the field trip. So y'all go to the aquarium, you're just in there with the bus driver like...
Right here is where I usually park, but there's somebody in it. Like dolphins.
Dad should have signed it.
He said that the aquarium's not in the Bible.
Did you guys go on every field trip your school had?
Ooh,
I know there were some that because I got in trouble, I couldn't go on.
Damn.
So that's how crazy. I know. I was being too bad.
Oh wow.
I'm a form. I'm a form now, but I used to be a hoodlum.
Ooh-wee.
That's crazy. I think I got priced out of some field trips.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
Some field trips, they were like, yeah, that's going to be $250. Yes. My mom was like, ask me for that one more fucking time.
Yeah.
For the botanical garden?
Yeah. I remember, they were trying to go to Disney World or Disneyland, whichever the one in Florida was, and the whole trip was $375 per student. My grandma was like, are they taking all of us? Can we all spend an hour in the park? I was like,
what do you think about it? Is that seems like a lot, right? I feel like...
Because you got to feed them and you got to get a little hotel. And
It's the ticket and then it's one-fourth of a hotel and then food for a day, 2 days, something like that. You know what I mean?
And then somebody taking care of your badass.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Running around stabbing people with paper clips. You were a mess.
Yeah, that's why you didn't get to go. You was banned from all the vacation spots.
Leaving kick me signs on the back of people's shirts and stuff.
They was like, oh no, Chris can't come to the astronomy center.
He put a kick me sign on Goofy. Why doesn't he like Goofy?
Gorsh.
Yeah. Oh. I just had surgery because of the suit, but I just had extensive surgery on my third vertebrae.
Third vertebrae. Yeah, Chris is a menace.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know, yeah, I used to live that life, man, but not anymore. Yeah. Not anymore. You know, I got the one true, mm-hmm. you know, the Most High mm-hmm. on my side. You know, I'll be reading a lot of book. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Well, a lot of book, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, just one.
You're not done yet?
Yeah. Captain.
No, still working my way through the introduction.
Yeah. I'm chewing on it. Yeah, yeah. You got to sit down with it. Yeah, priced out of a bunch of field trips. There were always stuff they were going to. And if it was over, like, a few hundred dollars, it's like, why even bother bringing that home? You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Did you go on every field trip, Chris? Except the ones that, you know, the state tried to keep you away from? Except the ones with a police blockade?
Oh, yeah, I went on a few. I went to Disney World. That's the one in Florida, right? World.
Damn, that sounds
that's
great.
Crazy that the world's in Florida and the land's in California.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Huh. Yeah, I guess I never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it makes sense. All of Florida is Disney World, and then there's a chunk of California that Disney owns land on.
Hmm.
And then and
the explanation behind it. Thank you, Derek.
And then
Encyclopedia Brown.
and then Disney Tokyo. Shit.
They have a Disney Tokyo?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a high-speed rails and shit.
Yeah, that's where all the new Disney movies are, yeah.
That sounds pretty awesome, mm-hmm. actually.
Yeah. Yeah, my family wouldn't let me go there. It was $16,000. My mom was like, next year. I'm like, I'm a senior. Yeah. I'm a middle school senior.
They're not going to let me go. Mom, I don't think you get it. Yeah. Yeah, that is very, yeah. This,
Disney Tokyo, that sounds so
But
fun.
I remember that was a trip that you could take and like, freshman year, sophomore year of high school, there was always like a group of 15 kids who went, you know, like they went to Ireland for 2 weeks or they went to Paris for a little bit.
Yeah.
And it legit was like.
And they would try to, and the teachers would try to sell you on it.
Right.
They'd be like, this is going to count as a credit. This is going to be a trip of a lifetime.
You're going to said so.
You get to see big ass, there's big ass turtles, y'all. Y'all don't even know about these turtles. They're Irish turtles.
Yep. Just,
man, that's, I never had that. It, like in our school at all. They kept our ass in that state.
Do we? Yeah. Damn.
They like, yeah, I never heard of nobody in my class going, no.
This was, I guess, in junior college, but yeah, they tried to get us to take a trip to the Galapagos, and they were like, yeah, we'll give you biology, mm-hmm. English, science, physics. We'll give you 4 credits, whatever the fuck you want. It's $10,000.
Ooh-wee.
But it's, you know, where Darwin discovered all that stuff about what is it? About how it came from
evolution.
Monkey, whatever that nonsense. Whatever that drivel is.
Yeah.
Oh, Darwin. He's the dude that made the Animal Planet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I fuck with Darwin.
Darwin.
Yeah. Darwin.
Yeah.
Darwinia.
Yeah. But yeah, they
humans are from apes. They're also so dumb. I hate my parents.
Yeah, they did that at our school and they pushed it hard. It was like a trip to Paris for 11 days, 12 days. And the reason they were pushing it so hard was because they needed a minimum amount of kids to go. So the teachers were like, shit, hey, bro, go talk to your mom, get that 1200 up. We can all go.
Yeah, I couldn't go, but this girl in my class, Emily, went, and then they made a whole Netflix show about it.
Oh, that's cool. How's she doing?
Pretty bad, man. She's actually going through a pretty rough breakup.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she had to leave her boyfriend in Paris, bro.
What?
It was fucked up. Jesus. Yeah, that's why she got the show.
Yep.
That's okay.
Back in it, man.
Yeah, man, it's good.
Fresh off the Fresh off the live show, back to the old studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of coming to you live from ATTP...
Living room.
Yep, yep.
Man, we did a lot, man. We haven't done one of these in a minute. It's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, we took a week off because mm-hmm. we had the live show.
Yeah.
Man, we did a lot, man. I saw a whole bunch of movies.
Yeah, running through the movies.
The Northman.
Yeah, we did go and see The Northman.
And I finally got to catch that Nick Cage movie. Nicky Cage.
The unbearable weight of
massive
talent.
Massive
good.
Testes.
Good.
Yeah, his balls were huge in that movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Full
I
frontal.
I don't know why they kept showing him.
I was wondering why they kept taking it off the screen. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, that is unbearable.
Mm-hmm. Extend the runtime.
He's got a wacky disguise on him at one point. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, that was a great one, man. I love... what's the guy's name? Pedro Pascal.
What else has he been in? Because I feel like I've seen My Man a bunch.
Is that that was his friend in the movie?
Yeah, that was the other guy.
Okay. I didn't know. I never seen him before.
He was in Game of Thrones. He was like pansexual and then his face got broke open.
In the show or in real life? I never seen Game of Thrones.
In the show.
Oh.
Wait, is he pansexual in real life?
Or Survey says.
I haven't asked.
Yeah.
I'll DM him real quick. I don't know, but
yep.
Yeah. He was in the Disney show about the Star Wars.
Phil of the Future.
Mm.
Yeah, he was in
Phil of the Future. Yeah. That's right. Damn, Phil of the Future.
You must come with me.
There's no time to explain.
Yeah. Dang. Dang, that was a good show. Phil of the Future.
I don't think I ever saw it.
Oh wow! What?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
it was all right.
It was all right. Yeah,
it was the premise was just about this family in the future who they get a time machine. I guess what was it like? The time machine was like their vacation or something.
Yeah. They were vacationing back in time and got stuck in 2004.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. After the towers.
Yup. Hey. Yeah. So, absolutely.
You know, Mom, please sign my permission slip. I want to see what it was like when they signed the Patriot Act. Please, Mom, I want to see Bush win again.
Ooh-wee. Yes, sir.
What a campaign.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember. Well, yeah. It was John Kerry that time.
Yeah.
John Kerry.
What's he up to nowadays?
I remember there was a kid in my elementary school, Matthew, who we had a mock election, who we all had to write down who we were going to vote for. And it was like half and half or something. Mm-hmm. And then there was one write-in for Jim Kerry. I thought his name was Jim Kerry.
That's
and
very funny.
I was talking to him about it. I was like, oh, I think you mean John Kerry. He's like, no, Jim Kerry, he'd be an awesome president. Didn't you see The Mask?
Oh. I thought
it was Jim Kerry.
I mean, Jim Kerry would be an interesting president.
Yeah.
Dr. Eggman.
Yeah. He'd be unable to become president, but it'd be fun to have him.
No, that's right.
He's
Canadian.
Oh, that's
oh,
why.
Oh, that, yeah. That's
why.
That's why he can't be president, yep. You know.
Because what were you saying?
No, Canadian.
Canadian.
Yeah, that's why Jim Kerry.
Killed that lady?
Herpes killed that lady.
No.
Whoa.
Mental toil killed
that
woman.
Yeah, depression.
And herpes. Right?
And he didn't help.
I mean, yeah, that definitely.
Didn't she get that from him? That's
okay,
what I.
Whoa! Hey,
whoa! Allegedly.
You're asking questions. The Secret Service is.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Anytime you say the president's name. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you say Jim Carrey three times, a bunch of guys in a black van pull up. Mm-hmm. They're like, "Do not go in there."
Nah, but yeah, don't say that, Chris. We saw Sonic 2. So
yeah. Look, I'm just allegedly that's what I heard.
Yeah.
And it might not be true.
Yeah.
Why not? Unless he does.
I mean,
have it. Yeah. I don't know. Right?
I mean, it's probably true.
Something happened. I don't know. Something happened.
You know what I mean? Yeah, something did happen.
All right, and that's all I can speak upon. My lawyers are looking at me right now. They were saying, zip it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. My lawyers are currently watching a VHS of Liar Liar.
If you guys are wondering, Gabby did get her law degree.
Yeah.
Producer/lawyer now. That's interesting. I didn't. We're all proud of her here.
All righty then.
Dang. Oh, man. I've been watching the After Party.
Sorry, that was the last text he sent her. she was like, I'm going to do it.
Whoa. Oh boy.
He puts a little monkey emoji. Alrighty then.
Whoa. Oh,
that is shit.
That'd been pretty good. Cheese and rice.
Dang, yeah. I've been watching the After Party on Apple Plus.
Oh, you were telling me about that with Tiffany Haddish?
Yes, Tiffany Haddish, Ralph Macchio, Sam Richardson, Ike Barinholtz, Alana Glazier.
Ike Barinholtz and Tiffany Haddish did a lot of stuff together.
Yeah, man.
Nick
Cage.
The Nick Cage movie.
That's crazy. They were also in some weird Hulu movie.
They were in a horror movie called The Dinner Party.
I wonder if it's like the same like director putting them in stuff.
I didn't watch it. I only know that it was like it had some racial theme. She's a black lady going to a white family's dinner. And they're a little racist, but also it's sort of a horror movie. Yeah. The Dinner Party. I didn't see it, but
it was like that. Oh, never mind. I was gonna say like that Black Mirror episode, then I realized it wasn't a Black Mirror episode, it was that short that I watched, the Oscar nominated short. There was one just like that where I guess they enacted martial law and they just started killing all the immigrants or whatever. And then at the end of it, this Indian British rapper just started rapping at the camera. That was the whole short. The whole short was like a bunch of minorities getting killed, and then he was like, oh, you do this to me? You're going to take me off of my line, isn't it? I'm so hot a bit. And that was the whole thing. He got nominated for an Oscar.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Was it like grime?
It was like
jump out the Tesla. Why they got wild, mate?
He owns Twitter.
Scones.
Right?
That's about it.
Tea crumpets.
Man, yeah, Tiffany Haddish, Ike Barinholtz. Also,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, shout out Ike Barinholtz, man.
Yeah, hey, been putting
shout
in work.
Shout out all the Mad TV boys, man.
Been putting in work for a while, all of them. All of them.
That's real cool that they're doing their thing, man.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that.
Shout out, yo, if you are on Mad TV and you listen to this, and I know you do.
Phil Lamar, we're looking at you.
Yeah.
I saw Phil Lamar in that thing, that Murderville with Will Arnett.
Yeah,
Phil Lamar is... He's doing good.
He has been working. Rich man.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I didn't even realize he was he's Kendrick's dad.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people know that, man.
Yeah, not a lot of people know that.
Yeah. He's also
Baby Keem's uncle.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. You know how family ties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Top of the morning. And that man Dave Franco is in it. And he is, everyone is doing an amazing job on the show, but Dave Franco is playing, basically, it's a show where a bunch of these folks come to a 15-year high school reunion, and one of the guys, played by Dave Franco, after high school became a famous pop superstar, like Justin Bieber, Timberlake, and he comes to the reunion. And then they go to an after party at my man's house and he's murdered. And then the rest of the series is them trying to solve who murdered him, but also them being interrogated by Tiffany Haddish. And every time someone tells their version of the events, is shot like a different type of TV show.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Is so it's like Ike Barinholtz. His is shot like a Vin Diesel action style movie, and he's like sliding over stuff and getting the car chases. Ralph Macchio's is a hip hop musical, so he has like three different musical numbers. Oh man, Sam Richardson is a romantic comedy, bro. It's great. Yeah. Fantastic.
All right. Well, I'm sold.
Apple TV's gunning for the top slot.
Yeah, her Severance is a good one.
I started watching Severance too. Also a great, great show.
Adam Scott, shout out.
The premise is insane. Adam Scott's a bad man. Or like in this show, it's just the premise is insane and the thing you do is a little fucked up.
Yeah,
check it out.
Yeah, I know.
You think that Dave Franco, after his brother got Me Too'd, he absorbed his acting powers?
Ooh.
He had to. Yeah. He got all the juice now.
I gotta be double great for the both of us.
I guess he's not doing anything else, is he? James Franco. I guess he's out, right? I can't remember.
No, he's not out. He's definitely doing something.
I can't remember the last thing he was in.
He's
not friends with Seth Rogen no more.
So. Yeah, but I saw he's in something.
I don't know.
They just won't let him teach anymore. That's it.
Oh, no.
They let him teach a bunch of like guest classes.
Oh, yeah.
Like 3 or 4 semesters. And that's where like some of the allegations came up. Like it was a bunch of college students.
Oh, yeah. That's what you guys did. Easy A. Yeah.
Not Easy A. No. Emma Stone didn't even have any sex. He just got a little inappropriate with some students. And it's like, bro, you don't even teach here. So are you doing, dog?
He was trying to get him on that trip to Paris.
Yeah.
Damn, James Franco, be your sub. Who's going to be teacher's pet? It's like, dude, this is... You have a 1 hour class.
Yeah. It is like, yeah, but I do private 3 hour acting class sessions in my office.
Damn, sign me up.
Yeah, man. Can't fuck with that.
Let me see what my man has been at. You know what's crazy? Because I saw you tweet about it, the Taylor Bennett thing. But it's like, damn, do you wish Dave Franco had made it out before James Franco?
I think, you know, I honestly feel like...
Because I've seen a lot of James Franco movies and a lot of Dave Franco movies. I saw all of them before the news drop. I've not seen a James Franco movie since, The Deposition.
The Disaster Artist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I did see that.
I think that was the last one. Yeah. In my head. Can't think of another one. What was that one? 127 Hours? I didn't watch that.
Yeah.
That was the one.
I'm glad he got stuck. Now that I'm thinking about it, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I honestly cut off the movie before he got out of there.
Yeah, bro. They should have.
Right where he belonged. Between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah. They should have trapped the other arm, bro. Yeah.
Just cut it off as he's sawing his own arm off.
I don't need to see it. Yeah, that's I know where this goes. Yep.
Serves you right. That's me patting myself on the back.
Yeah, no.
With your second arm. Unlike you, Jonathan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but bro, what in Dave Franco?
I mean, yeah, I think Dave Franco has probably been in more. I think his acting, all the stuff he's been in, as opposed to James Franco. I think Dave Franco has probably been in more things that I've enjoyed. I think.
Oh no, he was in movies.
Yeah, like Alison Brie.
Yeah, he was in movies 2019, took the pandemic off, and then he dropped 2 movies.
He was in, what was that shit? Oh, yeah, he was in 21 and 22 Jump Street.
Sure.
Good role.
Yeah. So Neighbors 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you should watch Neighbors
2. Neighbors
1. Hannibal.
You know what I'm thinking of right now, which would have been a way better movie than with Dirty Grandpa? I feel like Dave Franco should have been in Dirty Grandpa.
Ooh,
that would have been a good call. Zac Efron was
Dave Franco was in Dirty Grandpa.
Well, he should have been Zac Efron's character. He should have been the grandson.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a way better call.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
A weird nerd. Like, it's weird to be a nerd with a fucking 12-pack.
Yeah.
Trust me.
yeah. Yeah. And he's, more believable than... No, I don't know. In Dirty Grandpa, Zac Efron, you was like, yeah, I believe you would be this guy.
I guess.
Yeah. I think Dave Franco should have played Robert De Niro's character. Dave Franco would have been a great old horny man.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all see...
His method. You
know. Did y'all see Baywatch?
Mm-mm. You know good and goddamn well we didn't see Baywatch.
Damn, it's got The Rock in it. Y'all only watch Baywatch?
No, I didn't watch Baywatch.
That's crazy.
I'd only be watching Bays.
I didn't even read the manga.
Damn, that shit was great.
You read the manga from left to right. It's just someone drowning. Come on.
reading is like, oh, cool. He's getting out of the water. This is what, no, you're reading it backwards. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Japan strikes again. Maybe I'd be more cultured if mom paid for me to go to Disneyland. Mm-hmm.
Mom, I told you I wanted to go to Tokyo Disney.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Tokyo funny. Disney.
I think, he was in Baywatch. Zac Efron. And you realize, I think you could just be too traditionally good looking to do comedies.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it's an action comedy, but like just all the parts where he's supposed to be telling a joke, it's like, nah, bro, get away from my wife.
A lot of times when I do bad on stage, that's why.
Yep. They're like, this man's too handsome. I can't focus on the material. It's like,
don't hold it against me.
Yeah, guys. Hey, I was born this way. Yeah, come on.
I've been doing this thing for the past few years. I've been doing comedy. I kind of just put on some makeup to kind of ugly myself up before I get on stage.
Makeup to ugly yourself up. Yeah.
See, I don't like that because that's like appropriation. Mm-hmm. Some people don't have the choice.
Yeah.
Well, hey. Maybe next life, try harder.
You know? Do it. That is a fact. That's not. Yeah. No. Yeah. Dang.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a very good show. I might watch more of that afterwards.
Which one? It's just a great time for TV, man. Barry's back.
Mm-hmm. Still haven't watched the first episode. I'm just behind on so much stuff.
I want to watch it, but like, I feel like the show is good that I need to run the first two seasons back before I jump into the
next. Absolutely.
And that's just like.
I sort of wish I did.
You know, because I'm like, because one, I already know that it's like crazy or whatever, but I just feel like it's just been so long, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that, you know, the first season came out in like 2016 or some shit.
Oh, so, Jesus.
Know, I'm trying to like, you know, playing catch up.
Damn.
But, you know, yeah, Atlanta. Have you guys been watching this new season of Atlanta?
Yeah, of course.
What
do you guys feel about it?
I think I'm caught up.
How do you guys feel?
I mean, again, I didn't watch The Sopranos, so I don't know about the comparison, but it's like one of the best seasons of television I've ever watched, especially because it's like a lot of subtext stuff. So it's, I don't know, it's just very cool.
Yeah? What about you? What do you think about it?
I like it. I think it's really good.
Yeah.
You know, I like it. I think it's great, but it's doing that thing that I probably mentioned to y'all. It hooked me with the whole story about Paperboy.
Yeah.
But now they're doing like, you know, they're getting experimental with it, which is tight. I like that. But now I'm like, every time I watch it, like I saw the newest one about like the... it's another one of like the, I guess, not like a bottle episode.
Oh, it's another... anthological?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. A third one?
Yeah. Those have been very good.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, those. I've been a big fan. But I'm like...
It's better with not as many.
Well, I was just like, man, you know, I kind of want to see more Paperboy in Atlanta, in Europe shenanigans.
The favorite one for me so far has been the bottle episode with Paperboy looking for his phone.
Yeah.
I think that was so funny.
Oh, yeah, that was a really good one.
Yeah, the old man in the tree. That was great.
Fucking phone number.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then he fucking pulls that damn, what's that dude from Euphoria? He just sings like a 30-minute song at the end.
Oh, yeah, Dominic Fike.
Yeah. I don't know. It's great.
It's just set in the Atlanta universe now.
Yeah.
I guess so. I guess Atlanta's...
In Europe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Reno 911 Miami.
Right.
Atlanta. Right. European tour.
Yeah. Atlanta season 3 Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. You know, I like it.
It has a lot of like black stuff that's pretty cool. I don't know. Yeah, it's very, very good. Very good.
I guess I'm just
very excited to see
where this goes. I kind of get stuck in this whole, like, I want a show to be one thing and then it does other stuff, you know, which is great. It's, you know, it's a show doing what it wants to do.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man.
But
here's the thing. You guys remember? All right, I don't want to harp on it too much, but, you know, it's a great show. I'm not complaining. Great show. Mm-hmm. Not complaining it's a bad show at all. I'm just like, I want more Paperboy.
Yeah.
I want more Earn. Darius Adventures.
It's a fair.
But, you know. That's look at where I'm at and look where they're at. You know, I'm in a living room with, you know, one and a half of my best friends, you know.
Wait,
yeah,
where's the half from? What's the, me and Evan are here.
Better Call Saul is actually out.
Is that Bullshit the Game Show?
Yeah, wait.
Woo. I started
like
that.
The card game?
So it's not the card game.
It's not the card game. It's like it's got Howie Mandel, and it's like a Netflix show where you answer trivia questions, but they're like purposefully like really weird and obscure trivia questions that like not a lot of people know.
Right.
Because if anybody knows it, then it's kind of just like whatever. You like answer, and if you get it right, you know, you move on. But if you get it wrong,
you have to sell that you got the answer right.
Yeah, you can be like if it's a question about, like, there's one about, like, planets or something, and this lady was like, yeah, I knew this one because I read a book about Neptune to my daughter, so it was so sweet. She was 4 years old, and she, like, they start getting crazy long with their stories, and you're like, okay, this bitch.
Yeah.
Don't know a goddamn thing about
it. Yeah, it's a... It's
Jupiter, no one asked.
You just read really cool. That today.
You told me you didn't have no kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fun, man. It's I watched that first episode with the Indian dude, and there's like the two white ladies and the gay black dude as the people that had to call out on the bullshit. And man, that's just a funny dynamic of people.
Yeah, the gay black guy kept getting like angry with him, like, you doing all this and that. Yeah. You don't know nothing. And then the Indian guy be like, actually, I do know it. And he's like, okay, good for you.
Really just serving my man up, man.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, man. It's fun, man. This is any show that promotes just chronic lying to another person.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with it.
Yeah, I like that.
Just deception.
What's it on?
Netflix.
Yeah, it's interesting seeing how just other people just lie straight to strangers' face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because some of them are like that. I guess there's one guy, I guess a bit of a spoiler, who just immediately the first time he goes to like lie, like he gets the first question wrong. And he's like, yes. Yeah, so this one, I studied science.
That sounds confident.
And that was just it. That was the end of his explanation. And everybody was like, what the fuck? Hey, yeah. Studied science. Bullshit. And then it was wrong, and he just left. And he was on the show for 15 seconds.
Yeah, man. Not everybody's equipped to lie, man.
Yeah
absolutely.
No. Especially, yeah. Was anyone too good at like the lying or just the questions?
Howie Mandel, actually.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't even the host.
Exactly. You're supposed to be Chris Kattan.
Oh, my God. It's supposed to be Dave Franco. He'd do a much better job.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
No, yeah, Bullshit's really good, man.
Neighbors, too.
Very fun. I love that old fucking, I think it was at the roast of James Franco. It's like, Dave Franco's here. Dave Franco. That's like somebody just came up with a name on the spot for James Franco's brother. He's like, You hear James has a brother? Yeah, Dave.
Awesome.
Hey. I think it was Bill Hader. Yeah, who's doing
pretty good.
Doing a character. Was, remember Rose?
Yeah.
Remember, they were all the rage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were super hot.
Yeah, it was like their highest rated thing on Comedy Central of the year. Every year they do a new hot roast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, but you know what I think? What happened, man? It got oversaturated, man. They started doing the roast battles.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then people just started doing roasting in just random ass bars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's funny when it's like a famous person and everybody's like, oh, yes, this body of work to look through and find.
Yeah, poke. But then couple
it's just
jokes
like, oh my God, like it's just a guy you know nothing about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, John's a freaking it's his sperm doesn't work and his hair is falling out. And everybody's like, what?
Yeah, well, it's like, yeah, you just
leave him alone.
Just being a little mean to my guy.
He works at the IRS.
Yeah, bro.
He just took a comedy class 4 days ago.
Yeah.
His sperm doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't come out. I've tried everything.
Yeah.
Never has.
Most definitely. That kind of just really oversaturated the market.
Yeah, they really just started pumping that.
They gave Jeffrey Ross a show on Comedy Central.
Like 8 shows on Comedy Central.
But they gave him one where he was just like roasting different cities he went to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like,
he roast America.
Yeah, he roasted prisons. He roasted.
Yeah, and it's like, all right, fellas.
Doctors. Yeah, he roasted pork. It's crazy.
When they started doing those roast battle leagues, it's like, all right, bro.
It's a problem. I feel like non-creative executives come up with these ideas for TV shows. And they're bad. They're like, oh, what if we make your whole stand-up act into a little family-friendly sitcom?
Ooh-wee.
And it's like, bro, no.
Yeah.
Can we just make a TV show?
True.
Stop trying to shoehorn in my fucking jokes.
Tell them.
Go on. Gerard's show is good.
Those are mostly his jokes. But
right, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's because he kind of talked about issues involving
like stuff you could base an episode around. Yeah.
But the Bill Ingvall show.
Mm-hmm.
He's a dad. Why does he keep telling his kids where the sign is? Leave Jennifer Lawrence alone. Mm-hmm. She's going to win Oscars one day. Here's your son.
Yeah. Which that, I always think about those old sitcoms when the dads would always be pulling pranks on the kids to teach them a lesson. And that's just child abuse. He's like, here's your sign. It's like, Dad, we're so hungry. It's like, maybe next time you learn to pick up your clothes.
No, it's in the other fridge.
It's like, Dad, I'm dizzy.
Man, he had a whole music video for that joke.
Oh my God.
They gave every one of those blue collar guys a music video for the catchphrase, man. Here's your sign. And it's just a sign that says you're stupid.
Yeah.
That's the sign.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. Why? He doesn't even... Hey, man.
I know that it's funny because Larry the Cable Guy faked his southern accent, but what if just all of them did?
Ron White. Oh, hey, what's up? I'm Ron.
What's going on? I'm Ron White.
What's up?
You're not going to get famous like that,
son. Ron White.
I'm tighter
salad. Yeah.
Here's $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
You think you could do that?
Fake an accent for $1 billion? Shit. Yeah. I fake an accent now for free.
Yeah, I could live a lie.
Yeah. What, bro? Yeah.
Let's completely switch up everything.
Yeah. What's cool is, I don't know. I wonder if Larry the Cable Guy talks to his girlfriends and stuff like that. Because I feel like it's his whole identity now.
No, I feel like way back in the day, when they're, when they were doing all the shit, whatever. Because I don't know if he was married, but if he wasn't, I feel like he would probably just go out regular. And then if you got close to some girl, he'd be like, get it in. And she'd be like, what the fuck? Hold up. You're fucking out. The table.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Nelly.
No, baby. Come on. It's me.
Hold it up.
It's me, baby. It's Dan.
It's Dan.
It's baby Carney. Right?
He slips the jacket off the shoulder a little to show the cut off.
He pulls up his sleeves. He pulls a cap out of his pocket.
I don't believe you. Believe me now.
He has to go into a phone booth and change. But spinning around.
Damn, that'd be fucking sick.
I think you just flip it on and off. You know what I mean? Tyler Perry. Whenever folks are like, bro, do the Madea. He's like,
Hello.
I think I would be horrified if big ass Tyler Perry, not even in the dress. That'd be
horrified. All right, bro. Yeah, you
want to. He doesn't commit.
Yeah. All right, bro. Yeah.
Y'all weren't some turkeys. Welcome to Georgia.
That's.
Hallelujah. Yeah,
he's just at an airport. It's, oh, God. All right. Yes. Hello.
You have a wig with you.
Okay. Yeah. But I think it's just like that.
Turk the pig. Turk the pig. Turk the pig.
Oh, man. There was a report that came out like a month ago, 2 months ago, that my man be doing the voice in bed.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we all do.
Yeah, we all wait.
Yeah, that's, yeah, bro.
Yeah, you're laying down with a girl.
Yeah, and that's called a fire starter, boy.
Yeah, I don't know if I do it in bed, but I've definitely done it and ended up in the Diary of a Mad Black
Woman.
Had an awful time.
Yeah, had the worst mad date. About it.
He said, "Oh, you're right there."
Oh, man. Yeah. Pretty. Dan, he'd probably be turning it on and off.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder if they make the checks out to Larry the Cable Guy.
He's like, No. They probably make it out to, like, Get Her Done LLC. Like, yeah.
Maybe I should go back and actually hear these original bits, because I don't even know where the jokes come from. I just know the phrases, except Jeff Foxworthy. But that, you know.
Well, I'm gonna say this: like, they played it a bunch on Comedy Central, so I might be biased because I've seen it like 20 times. But all of them got like bits, like they're all headliners. So it's just all of the jokes are very, very good jokes on top of it being. Get her done. Here's your sign.
Yeah, what was that one? There was like one special we watched a while back.
We've Been Thinking.
Yeah, that was the Jeff Foxworthy, Larry Cable Guy joint.
And man, I was telling someone about this a few days ago. Man, Larry the Cable Guy just bodying that crowd from the beginning. His first joke is a Zika mosquito joke that turns out to be a fat sister joke, and then a having sex with. The mosquito joke. He's like, yeah, I got fucking drunk and had sex with a mosquito. That's how I got Zika. He's like, you know, it's the hardest part, getting them tiny little legs open. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But my man is.
Wait, I don't remember that joke.
Getting them tiny little legs.
When he says it like that, it's like cute.
I got a pry open there was, tiny little legs.
Yeah.
I do remember a while. He just goes back to the bar as Dan. What am I doing?
What happened? Dan, where did you go wrong?
These fucking idiots.
He probably thinks that. He's like, bro, these yokels.
He's from like Pennsylvania.
Yeah. But my man is destroying that crowd from and Jeff Foxworthy goes before him and has like a headlining set. They love him. All the jokes are hitting, blah, blah, blah. And then, that man Larry the Cable Guy comes behind him and is just ripping the entire time. Folks are dressed like him in that crowd. That's how hard he's burning it down.
I remember.
Well, I guess they didn't dress like him during the show, but you know what I mean.
I do remember like.
Start changing.
Yeah, you start
he's doing killing. Something. I don't know.
Hey,
I got to put it on. funny. I told you the deal. I said I'd bring it in. And
you're ripping the sleeves off your button-up shirt. Hey, that was a good bit.
He's getting three laughs a minute. I got to put the hat on. I mean, you know what I got to do.
Yeah, it's rolling laughter. I got to get it.
Oh, God.
Fucking, we've been thinking. Amazing. So, yeah, those folks are all fantastic.
Yeah, man, you know, they're legends for a reason. Yeah. They have huge fan bases for a reason.
They all made so much money off of DVD sales.
Off DVD sales.
You guys remember
sales.
The DVD?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The digital video, the disc?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A bunch of folks made money off the DVDs.
And Blue Collar Comedy Tour rides again.
Mm-hmm.
The squeak wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. DVD sales really saved a lot of folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a lot of old TV shows that probably wouldn't have stayed on the air, you know.
Yeah.
I remember, I think that was like one of the reasons Family Guy got fucking
canceled.
Yeah. With the reruns and people bought a lot of DVDs and shit. I know Chappelle's Show, that was a big,
mm-hmm.
how he made a lot of his money.
Mm-hmm.
Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah. Did y'all ever watch a Girls Gone Wild DVD?
Yeah, man.
Because everybody remembers the commercials, but have you ever watched a Girls Gone Wild film?
I never could make it past the commercial.
Oh,
I was like, this is good.
The commercial's honestly better than the real thing.
That's crazy.
I bet.
Because the real thing is just like an elongated form of the commercials. Like the commercials is all the good parts, and the DVD is like just a creepy guy behind a camera being like, come on, what do you want to, come on, take it off.
Oh.
She's like, no, I don't know. And he's like, come on, what about, come on, what if we go over here? Will you do it then? It's bad. It's weird.
We have a medium t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
It's like not.
Yeah.
Porn. It's just fucking.
That weird. Makes sense. I always thought it was pornography, but I guess it's not.
What? It is pornography, is it not?
I mean, there's no sex.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not all pornography is sex. There's other stuff that could just be. Like, I feel like if it's nudity in it, I feel like that
no,
could be,
because nudity isn't inherently sexual.
I mean, I think. All right. I don't know.
But you most could jerk off to it.
You can't. Yeah. Most of the.
I feel like it was like advertised. Yeah, buy it at a sex store.
I've just never seen.
I remember being disappointed when I was like 14, something.
That makes sense.
Because I was so horny then. I used to bust to commercials. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to bust the pants off dance off.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Fuse.
Shout out Fuse TV. And
what's pants off dance off?
It was a show where people would they would play a song and they would
get ready
and they would dance, and then after some point they would take off their pants.
Pants.
But they would be like bottomless, like no underwear, or would they just be in underwear?
No,
sometimes they'd be in the underwear. Sometimes they take their underwear off.
Yeah,
but they would just blur it.
What was Fuse TV?
It was like a music.
It was like a music channel.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
yeah. That was the whole show. It would just be somebody dancing to a song, and then getting naked, and then it'd go to the next person.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That was it.
That was crazy. That
went
was
on for 15 seasons.
That's
got them all on DVD.
Yeah, I saved the company. Yeah.
Fuse is still alive because of Chris. We're really coming back this quarter. I can feel it.
Wait, 1 billion streams this month? for one IP address. Okay.
What can I say? I'm holding pants off, dance off on my back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember it was a bunch of stuff like that. I guess that is and that was what pornography used to be, but I guess not now. Because there was also one called Naked News, where it would just be people naked reading the news.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I remember Naked News. Yeah. Learned a lot about some foreign affairs.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
Which is crazy.
That's how I got politically active.
They were legit like journalists.
Reading the news of the day. Yeah.
I was like, okay, all right. Well,
you be like, damn, she hot as hell, but also, it's fucked up what they doing in Syria.
Man, he ain't got no weapons of mass destruction. I told you he ain't got them. I was making the jerk off motion with my hand. If you're listening to the audio podcast.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, I'm not horny anymore, but I am informed.
Mm-hmm. I'm not horny anymore. Now I'm ready to organize.
Man, John Stewart's fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
He's just still jerking off.
I think. I think, man, maybe that should make a comeback. Naked News.
Yeah.
Maybe more people be more informed, man.
Ooh wee!
I think
there's probably a market for it. Yeah.
I think so. I think there's a certain percentage of folks on this planet who would way be more invested in news if a
naked person told it.
Yeah.
Like if John Oliver had his dick out, you think the number is going up?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he pops on. Yeah, you just flap it on the desk.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2022, ladies and gentlemen.
And you know, Congress, what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to come up there and give you a wee slap right on your cheeky little cheek.
Excuse me for a minute. It is cold in here. Appear he's gone back inside like a little turtle.
I guess
I saw some of those in the Galapagos Islands when I was in Tintin.
Yeah, man.
Just 10,000 shillings.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying, man. Daily Show, Trevor Norrie, pops his schmeat on the damn desk.
Hey,
listen.
I'm calling my senators.
Yeah. I'm using every phone in the house.
Mm-hmm. I'm calling Trevor Noah.
What am I doing?
That was too African.
What am I doing?
That is a hard accent.
Yeah.
To do.
Well, he's South African, but he has the British South African accent.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like half and half.
Do we? Yeah. I don't want to try anymore.
Yeah. Just in case. Yeah.
Can you come over?
No, goddamn. Yeah. You make it sound more African than South. Man, Lord, I apologize for that right
hey,
there.
Hey.
Baby with the pygmies down there.
Please forgive me.
That was somebody always said. Oh, shit, guys. I got to
go. Yeah, I was going to say, we need to wrap this up.
Yeah, I'm just afraid of being late. It's like my first real weekend. Yeah. Y'all can keep going if you want.
No, we're
almost there.
We can go ahead and get up out of this thing.
I guess so, man.
I got to head over to my residency all May at the Laughing Skull Lounge.
All May.
In Midtown Vortex Burger Restaurant
and Bar.
And Atlanta, you go and...
There's a giant dick in the front.
And I'll be there. And, I'll be telling my jokes there at the Laughing Skull. And that's where you... Thursday.
So you got anything coming up, Derek?
Yeah, you know, I got a few dates coming up.
Sorry, guys, I blacked out.
No, Evan, he's got whatever disease Victorian children have.
Got that Downton Abbey.
Sign the permission slip. they're building Stonehenge right now. I'm just about to add the second stone, Father. It's only 300 rock.
Oh, man. I'm on fucking... I got a show. This comes out. Yeah. The 13th, the 12th, and the 14th, I'm performing at Frolicon. It's a convention for you know what I mean? Folks getting into some wacky stuff, and they got comics this year. So Thursday and Saturday, I'm performing. And I'm also on a show at Underground. Gabby Watts, Good Cop, Rat Clock. Cop closing out Underground Atlanta at 8 p.m. So you can catch me at any of those this weekend.
Okay. I like how you just skated past Frolicon. What is that?
Well, so Frolicon is apparently a convention for sex workers. Kink folks, swingers, BDSM community. It's just an overall convention for...
Who else is doing that show?
Me, Melanie, Austin King, A.K. Bjorn, two dudes I've never met, and Kylie Vincent.
A lot of dudes in here.
Oh, trust me. I think it's going to be a lot of fellas.
Hey, man.
Yeah, man, that
sounds fun, dude.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a fun time. Or at least that's what they said. They said last year whatever last year they did, they said it was 100 folks, and that shit was great.
Well, cool, man. That's good. I'm not doing anything.
Oh. So. You want to come to Frolicon?
Yeah, man. That sounds like a good ratio. I can add to. That sounds real cool.
Yep. They need more men.
That's what the world needs right now. More mm-hmm, dudes. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
yeah.
Evan is crawling out of the window, heading to his big show at
also,
the Laughing
also,
Skull.
This is coming out on Mother's Day. So if you listen to this and haven't called her, mm-hmm, or hugged her or something like that,
go do that.
Unless you hate her or have a strained relationship, and then, mm-hmm, bro, hey, she's and bad
that's
people.
That's where you got to go.
Yeah.
Call your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, call your mom, yeah, or, you know, tell your mom, yeah, you know, here's a gift for your mother. For yeah, Mother's Day, give her this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Roll one up for mom, you know yeah, what I mean?
ATTP, mm-hmm, mom edition.
Mm-hmm. And we're doing it
don't
for the mommies.
Don't you hate when there's just not enough wine, mm-hmm, to live, laugh, love?
Mm-hmm. I want my son to call me.
Because that permission that's slip fiasco so yeah, long ago, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, let's get up out of here.
All right.
I guess at the end of the day, and that's the podcast.
And that's the podcast coming soon. All right.